USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic-led House Budget Committee is ripping President Trump's budget proposal. Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth says only a few months after Democrats and Republicans came together on a bipartisan budget, President Trump's budget breaks many of his promises.
Less than a week after promising Medicare and Social Security would be safe from harsh budget cuts, the president went and proposed slashing $500 billion from Medicare, knowing it would hurt seniors and cut Social Security by at least $24 billion.
Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican and Budget Ranking Committee member Steve Womack criticizes the Democrats for not doing their own budget.
I applaud the president for actually doing a budget. Here in the House, the Budget Committee hasn't provided a budget.
Another record day on Wall Street as the Dow improved 275 points to finish at 29,551. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hundreds of police officers and the FBI has also been called in the search for a 6-year-old missing South Carolina girl who has been missing for over 24 hours. First grader Faye Swetlick was last seen Monday around 3:45 after she got off a school bus and was playing outside in front of her home in Casey, South Carolina. Sergeant Evan Antley with the Casey Department of Public Safety says the search will continue for this little girl.
We're going to keep getting the word out until we bring her home. That is our mission. As you watch the footage of Faye, remember, go back to KCDPS's Facebook page, and we're going to be pushing out information as we get that.
Pope Francis isn't going to allow married men to be ordained as priests in the Amazon, where there's a shortage of clergy. Bishops had supported such a move, but it needs the Pope's blessing. The Pope issued his ruling today, along with the decision to continue to keep women from serving as deacons. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With the New Hampshire primary in everyone's rearview mirror, everyone is now heading to either South Carolina or Nevada. Many in the Democratic Party believe Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders can win the nomination and ultimately be president. Some Democrats believe Sanders can even be competitive in states like Texas. Ronna McDaniel, GOP chairwoman, tells Fox News, not so fast.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I'm traveling the country. I think a lot of Americans are afraid of the socialist wing of the Democrat Party and what they're proposing to reshape this country. Things like getting rid of the Electoral College, expanding the Supreme Court, giving voting rights to 16-year-olds, opening up our borders. You saw all the Democrats raise their hands and say, let's give health care to undocumented illegal immigrants. I mean, this is not something that's the mainstream of this country, especially for hardworking Americans who recognize that under President Trump, their lives are better now and they are doing much better than they were 4 years ago. I just don't see them looking for a candidate who's going to completely reshape the United States of America.
Ahead of Sunday's Daytona 500, NASCAR announced it's partnering with the Census Bureau. Deb Stepowski from the Census Bureau says the deal with NASCAR just makes sense.
A great opportunity, large, active fan base who can help us not only get the word out about responding, but also reinforce those messages on why the census is important.
Census surveys will start hitting mailboxes about a month from now. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.